You're listening to Middle Class Rockstar Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Sitto. I'm a singer-songwriter, performer, composer, music teacher, and avid Buffs basketball fan living in Denver, Colorado. My guest today is Denver-based drag performer and artist manager for 7S Management, Brody Danger. Brody and I have been friends for almost 30 years as we grew up across the street from each other on Apple Court in Louisville, Colorado. She's a well-known drag performer in the Denver area and is also a manager for Denver-based 7S Management. She works with artists such as Andy Frasco, who was recently on this podcast, Lucero, Aaron Ray, and His Golden Messenger. This is a short snippet of our conversation where we talk about what it's like to be a drag performer, what it's like to be an artist manager, and how her work has changed in the management field since COVID. If you'd like to listen to the entire episode, you can do so wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thanks for listening. So you're in management. I know you've always wanted to be in the music industry. I mean, I think we both have since we were kids. And you've gotten into the management side of things, but you are also performing. And I would say that's more than a side hustle for you at this point. That's a serious thing you're doing. And that's one of the differences maybe since we talked last is you were doing it, but in the last 2 years or a little over 2 years, you've really embodied Brody Danger. So talk about that a little bit. What's that been like, doing the performances and kind of just making that a real, you know, a part of who you are more than just a side hustle?
Totally. You know, it's funny because I think that like, when I think back to our childhood, my biggest regret is that I didn't allow you to teach me piano better, or guitar. You tried your hardest and I just wasn't having it, / my brain doesn't work that way. So I think I always kind of joke that like secretly, I think I always wanted to be a rock star. I just don't have that musical ability despite as much as I tried. And so what I really like is I feel like once I discovered drag, it was like that other element where it's like, I get to live that fantasy on stage. While also, even though obviously, you know, it's, I lip sync and I pretend I can play guitar, but you know, but yeah, obviously it's not live or like live singing, I should say. So it's been great to kind of mash the worlds together. And I think I've learned through it just why managers have jobs as well, which has been great to discover, where it's like, it's truly hard to be your own advocate sometimes. And I feel like those are my moments too, where it's like, I feel like it's a blessing and a curse sometimes because I've spent every day to some degree for the last 6 years, like producing shows or marketing shows that I feel like sometimes I can get a little more, I don't like to see poorly marketed shows. I feel like I'm always like, I could do this better. And it's always something super silly where I'm like, half my face is cut off.
Would you consider signing with a management company for your artist career? Like, would you be able to relinquish that and let someone else do it and fight those battles for you? Or would you be like, no, the manager inside of me would always want to do that job?
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know. I feel like if I ever get to that point, then I would like to think I would gladly give up control for the headache. But at the same time, I love it so much and it is your baby that I 100% understand why artists are like hesitant about getting management for the first time, or like understanding of like, when do you get management? Like, what is that threshold in which you don't feel like you can or want to do it anymore? Because I feel like that's the biggest question we always get is like, how do you know?
Right.
And I think it's just half personal preference and half like, you know, when you know.
Yeah.
And you know, when you feel ready to give up the reins, which is different for everyone.
You've been an artist manager at Denver-based 7S Management for several years now, working with artists such as Andy Frasco, who's a Denver guy now and was on the show just a few weeks ago, Lucero, Aaron Ray, and His Golden Messenger. How have your efforts been different on the management side? I mean, what did you do when the shutdown first happened?
There's no real live shows for a while, so there's no tours to plan for. But you know, all we really did was then kind of just take that all online. So like Lucero had a lot of great luck with live streams. And, you know, I kind of shrugged it off in the beginning of like, I didn't really see how it was going to be sustainable. And it totally kind of proved me wrong. And like, they, you know, there's a dedicated fan base out there that just wants to see music in any capacity. And, you know, and I thought it was really cool that, you know, we started seeing people kind of like, you know, set up, make a night of it, you know? So it was like, they had their favorite restaurant, or they made sure to cook a nice dinner and get, and, you know, and make drinks. And they sat down to watch it virtually with their friends. And I thought it was really cool the way that everyone just kind of figured out how to still make it a night out, even though you weren't leaving your house. So that's kind of where a lot of our efforts went. And so, yeah, so we're right now we're just working on new music and live streams and tentatively hoping for 2021 fall.
Do you see things going back to normal in every facet at some point, or are there some permanent changes either for you personally or for the company or just for management in general?
I think it's going to take a long time. I think we're all kind of permanently changed from it. Like I kind of joked about earlier with like crowd surfing. Like when I think about drag, it's like my favorite parts were like, you know, you're sweaty in a crowd of people. Yeah. Everything is just kind of different where it's like, you know, I think we're going to think twice about certain things. At least I will personally, but I also think that once we know we're safe, it's all going to kind of hopefully fall back into place, even if it takes a little bit. Like I imagine Frasco is going to be stage diving just as soon as he's allowed and right. Everyone else feels safe. And I'm hopeful that that's kind of what'll happen with everyone.
Yeah. Well, and I, when you bring up Andy Frasco, he's somebody who I think actually, I mean, I think a lot of artists have been like, how can I sustain this? Or how can I do something to carry me through until variable time? And he's somebody who I think grew his fan base, and bringing him up in particular as a Colorado artist now,
yeah.
I think he probably grew his fan base like a massive amount during quarantine, because he's somebody who was very much able to adapt to the situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Andy is great, and he just started, and it started in the same way I feel like as everyone, where it was like, I have all this time on my hands. What do I do? And like, Andy is a road warrior. So he's been on the road, you know, he's never home for more than maybe a week or two at a time. And even that is like, sometimes it's not even his home, you know? So I think all of a sudden, like he had this brand new house he just bought in Denver, and he was stuck here, and he kind of just made the best of it. So he started out kind of with just quarantine videos to kind of help keep, you know, people's spirits up, which transitioned into his weekly live stream called Andy Frasco's World Saving Shit Show, which was a parody of his podcast, Andy Frasco's World Saving Podcast.
Yeah.
Or not a parody, but like a sister show kind of. You know, and that picked up a ton of momentum, and I think got him a bunch of a different fan base that maybe wouldn't have caught him at a show or on the road. And so he's been able to kind of parlay that into the next step of his career.
My name's Andy Sido, and you've been listening to a short snippet of my podcast, Middle Class Rockstar, with Brody Danger. If you like what you're hearing, you can listen to the entire episode wherever you stream your podcasts or on YouTube. Thanks for listening.